Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
My next guest is one of the biggest construction companies in the world. It's built the London Eye, the Shard and the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Closer to home, it helped build Terminal 2 here in Ireland and is now working with Ishke Aran to bring our water infrastructure up to the 21st century. It already has 100 people working on the Metrolink into Swords. But what's it like bidding for big projects here, which face horrendous delays and challenges? Frank Randles is the country manager with the Mace Group. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Joe, and thank you for having me on.
Now, tell us exactly what Mace does, apart from you telling people that you're not a supermarket.
Yeah, well, we have that as well. But look, we help our clients.
Oh, dear. That didn't sound right. Just dropped. Okay, well, let's have a look at some of the other stories that are out there. The Irish Times has a story. Ciara O'Brien has a story saying Irish employee benefits platform COTA has unveiled a pension platform to help employers deal with the upcoming introduction of auto-enrollment pensions. The platform is designed to offer employers an easier way to sign workers up for a pension scheme that fits their needs. Developed for the Irish market, COTA's solution enables HR and finance teams to set up a compliant occupational pension with Irish Life within minutes, plugging into the existing HR systems. And then there's another story from Margaret Canning that caught my eye. The new 15% tariffs on exports to the US from the Republic and wider EU has kicked in, and with little clarity, though, about whether the gap with the 10% UK tariff will amount to a tangible benefit for Northern Ireland. And you can read that in the Irish Independent from Margaret Canning. Let's go back to Frank Randles from Mace Group. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Joe.
Sorry, we lost you there for a bit. You were telling us what Mace does.
Yeah, so we help our clients deliver large-scale projects and programs around the world. We are a construction company and we are a consultancy. So outside of the UK, it's mainly consultancy, and we're involved in major projects in South America. We're in metros around the world, in New York, Hudson Tunnel, MTR, Hong Kong, Canada, Metrolinx in Toronto, and we're also working in Dublin Metro as well too, supporting the team there.
I mentioned at the outset that you already have 100 people working on Metrolink, which of course hasn't even started. We don't even have a full planning permission. Do you mind me asking, what are they doing?
Well, there's a whole load of work to prepare and get ready to deliver the project once those planning approvals get through. You'll have had Sean Sweeney on various Newstalk shows as well. Mm-hmm. Explain that there's a whole ramp up to deliver that project. It's similar with other projects. The mantra is think slow, act fast to ensure that these projects are delivered successfully and delivered the benefits that promise to do.
Now, once it gets approval, and we're hearing in the grapevine that it might be as soon as the next few weeks, why does it take a further 4 or 5 years before you start drilling?
Well, there's a whole process of procurement and enabling works and various other stages there. And, you know, again, you'll have had those conversations with Sean Sweeney. I think the important thing is that these projects, whether it's Metro, whether it's the infrastructure projects that Ishke Air and Air Grid and all the others on the National Development Plan are being delivered, there's a whole process of planning, ensuring that the market's engaged, ensuring that the right contractors are selected, ensuring that the scope is accurate, and ensuring that it's set up for success. So there's a whole process of that goes in the early stages and right through to construction and through to commissioning.
Does it take longer here?
Not necessarily, no. I mean, the whole sort of issue around planning has been well debated on your radio show and various other radio shows. So we understand that the planning is a bit slower in Ireland. I think when you go into major programs or mega projects like Metro, for example, you have to bring in expertise from around the world. You have to bring contractors who have experience in the tunneling work. So there's a bit more, but you have to plan a bit more for major programs.
But judicial reviews are holding up projects here. And Mace is originally a UK company. Is it easier to get stuff, big stuff, approved in the UK?
In recent years, not necessarily. I think there's similar issues being experienced in the UK in achieving planning consent and the various conditions that come with it, the various governance approvals from from government. Funding has been a bit more of an issue in the UK. The issues with High Speed 2 are well documented, with Euston Station being put on hold, for example. So UK has fairly similar challenges as well to what we have in Ireland.
But when you built the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, did you get many local objections? Because it is in the middle of a very suburban North London.
Yeah, again, the planning process for Tottenham Hotspur Stadium would have been applied for in advance of Mace getting involved. That would have been dealt with by the club. Mm. So we weren't directly involved in that. It would have taken a number of years to get planning. That was a major project, as you know. But I think there's a process of bringing the community along. I think, you know, one of the things when we talk about projects, whether it's Ireland or the UK, is we need to think about the benefits that the projects bring, what the infrastructure brings, and how that relates to the local communities and how they'll actually benefit for it. There's a whole communications and stakeholder piece that needs to be done to support people to get buy into these projects and ultimately allow the approval to happen so they can be delivered.
So that sounds as if we need to do a sales job here on big projects, the grand projet, as the French would call it.
Look, I think that's happening again. I mentioned Sean Sweeney a few times. He's been on various radio shows.
Just to remind people, Sean Sweeney is the guy that's been hired to deliver Metrolink.
Yes, yes. I think a lot of the organizations that we work with in Ireland are really pushing that community engagement, whether it's Airgrid, whether it's Ishka Aran do an awful lot in terms of the work they're trying to do. They recently had a major planning approval with the Greater Dublin Drainage Scheme, which is absolutely essential for the growth of Dublin and actually the resilience of the wastewater system in Dublin. So a huge amount of local engagement would have been involved in that, a huge amount of communications. Ultimately, infrastructure delivers benefits for people. It enables other things to happen. In the case of wastewater, it allows more houses to be built, help us solve the housing crisis. You build hospitals to allow healthcare professionals to provide better health. There's a benefit afterwards. All those benefits can be measured in social, economical, and, you know, life safety metrics. So let's think of the benefits.
I don't hear that message, though. I don't hear that message from senior government leaders. I don't hear the kind of this is for the national interest.
Absolutely. I think it was quite some positive announcements by the government in recent times around the National Development Plan, that commitment to the funding right up to 2035, the focus on energy, water and sustainable transport. That has been the real message coming out of the recent announcements of the government in terms of the revision to the National Development Plan and the summer statement. So all right, those noises are positive, I think. And I think that the benefits are well documented. I think there's a lot more people speaking about and realizing that in order to build the houses to solve the housing crisis, we need the infrastructure.
Yeah.
People are realizing that. I mean, that's more and more being the message.
Frank, thank you very much for joining us. Have a lovely weekend. That's Frank Randles, the country manager with the Mace Group.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.